All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 63. Learning today is sponsored by Chaya and Jackie Feigenbaum, in memory of Jackie's mother, Chana Bas Chaim Yisachar Dov, Teinish Masa Tzura B'Tzura Chaim. So we'll get into some in Yoni Netzila Sedaim, Negelvasser, in the morning. This goes way back to Danny Metzger. Asked me a while ago about some different factors of Netzila Sedaim. I think we'll touch on a lot of this. So I think I'll address some of his points. And the driving question we'll use is, why do we wash our hands three times in the morning and three times in an alternating fashion in the morning, as opposed to the regular two times we do when washing for bread? Now, definitely not going to fit into one, so I'm going to break it up. I know it's been a while. I was thinking about just like, you know, overloading you tonight because it's a rainy day anyways. What's everybody going to do? But we'll, you know, I'll stick to this style. Smaller pieces each day. So I'll do one today and for sure get the second part out tomorrow. And if necessary, we'll continue into the next week on Netzilas Yadayim. Okay, so as I said, the halacha by washing bread, so the Mishneh Brura and Siman Kuf Samach Beis quotes Maseches Yadayim, which says we only wash our hands twice before eating bread. The first time is to clear our hands of any tumah. And the second time is that now that the water which is on our hands is itself tummy, so now we're getting rid of that water. So that's why we have to wash our hands twice before eating bread. Okay, so why is it though that in the morning, and when we wash until Sedayim, we add on a third time? So for Ashkenazim, it's an extra time. And even for the Svardin, they do 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 for bread. And for Netzilas Yadayim, they also do the alternating Sirugin 1, 1, 1, 1. So where does this style come from? We're not going to get to the answer to that today. Sorry, you have to join us tomorrow. But we'll at least set up the topic right now. Okay, so why do we wash our hands at all in the morning? The Mishneh Berurah quotes at the beginning of Siman Daled, a machlokas in the Rishonim, as to why we do this, is machlokas between the Rush and the Rashba. So the Rush says, the reason we do Netzilas Yadayim in the morning is because when a person is sleeping, yadayim askanios, that your hands, you have no idea what's going on with your hands while you're asleep. There's a very good chance they became dirty, they touched a dirty body part, and now you wake up in the morning and you have dirty hands. Okay, I mean this halachically, not hygienically. So who cares? My hands are dirty. Why do I have to wash? Why is there a mitzvah to wash them? Why am I obligated to wash them in the morning, halachically speaking? So the answer is, the Rosh is because you're about to daven shacharis, and before you daven, you can't have dirty hands. So technically speaking, if somebody was not planning on davening shacharis in the morning, or at least they woke up really early and not planning on davening shacharis for a long time, there would be no rush, no pun intended, there would be no rush, according to the Rosh, to do Netzilas Yadayim right away in the morning, because the whole point is just to clean my hands before shacharis. I'll do that when I get up to shacharis. For most of us, we go right to shacharis, so you may as well just wash your hands right away. That's the Rush. The Rashba gives a totally different, more esoteric answer. He says, when a person wakes up, you're a beria chadasha, new day, new person. Hashem gives us, you know, a new lease on life. It will kind of shamash and asat to be. You're giving me my soul back. So based on this recreation of our being every morning, so we wash Netzilas Yadayim as a way to like start off b'kedusha uvitahara, our new, you know, it's like our inauguration on life again. So we wash our hands Netzilas Yadayim for that reason. There are nafka minas between the Rosh and the Rashba. Let's say a person wears gloves to sleep. I remember once when I was younger, I had a sleepover with a friend and he wore gloves to sleep. Like, I never saw that. But let's say a person wears gloves to sleep. So according to the Rush, your hands aren't dirty. They were, no matter what, you were wearing gloves. So they're not. You don't have to wash until you die. But according to the Rashba, you're Beria Chadasha. You woke up, you're a new being. You'd have to wash until you die. Let's say a person doesn't go to sleep. Shavuos night or whatever. You don't go to sleep at all. So according to the Rush, even though you're up all night, there's a good chance that your hands still became, you know, dirty general usage. So you should wash until you die before you daven shacharis in the morning. According to the Rashba, there's a very good chance we'd say you're not a Beria Chadasha. You never went back to sleep. You're still working off of yesterday's recreation. You could say that maybe the change of day itself is the Beria Chadasha, but certainly could say, according to Rashba, maybe you would not need to wash your hands in that case. So there are nafka minas between the Rush and the Rashba, though. Bottom line, when we wake up, when a person goes to sleep and wakes up and is planning on davening shacharis in the morning, that's just pretty much an average case for a person. So then, for sure, according to Rush and the Rashba, you'd have to wash until Sidayim with a bracha, fine. What's interesting, though, is that the standards here, for sure, according to the Rush, but this is what the Mishneh Berurah says, based on these two reasonings, are pretty low in terms of, like, well, let me say it like this. There's no mentioning here of washing three times. Nobody says you got to wash your hands three times. In fact, the Ramah says if you're missing a cup, if you don't have a lot of water, if you don't get three times, if you're missing all the standards we generally go for like Netilas Yadayim for bread, you would still make a bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. If all I did is turn on a faucet and wash my hands with soap in the morning, we would still make a bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim because my hands are clean. I did the job. The Shulchan Aruch goes a step further and says in Siman Dalet, Chaf Beis, Sif Chaf Beis, says if you don't even have water, you just have a towel, and all you can do is dry your hands, clean your hands with a towel in the morning, you would make a bracha. That's okay. You could go and daven, and you make a bracha of Al Nekiyos Yadayim, on the cleaning of hands. The Mishnah Berurah says maybe even Al Netilas Yadayim in that case. So the point is the two Iker reasons why we wash our hands at all in the morning, as quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, make no mention of the three times, perhaps wouldn't even require a cup, and much of what we do in the morning is not even necessary according to these two. It's a much more simplistic, clean your hands type of approach, and that is part one. Stay tuned for part two, where three times comes from.